4 HKX Mobile.
You're getting an early start this morning, aren't you? W4DJW.
A minute or two. How are you this morning, Dave?
I'm seeing the barometric pressure dropping all the way down to 29.39, which I haven't seen that in a long time, even when the hurricane was here. I couldn't sleep, so I just got up about a half hour ago. I've already got my coffee. Your radio sounds good this morning. How's it sound on your end?
Sounds good. It's the one in the tool truck that I'm having all the problems out of.
No, you're not in the tool truck. This is Thursday, not Friday.
I'm in my excursion on the way to the tool truck.
Okay. Well, were you able to take the lid off of it and look at the filters and see if they look like they're chalky?
No, I haven't taken it out of the truck yet. Honestly, I just don't know. I don't think it's the radio. I think it may be the coax because it's doing it on both VFOs and my other Kenwood I put in there. It does not exactly the same thing, but very close.
Well, that would be a lot less work if it is. It's easier to change out an antenna or a coax. It takes about 3 hours to change out all those filters. I mean, you got to take your time and do a good job. You can't get in a hurry.
That's something you don't want to get in a hurry at. The problem is I got to get some more coax or some ends. One, I don't have the ends to cut down the coax I have, or vice versa.
So you did like the guy said, you tried narrow and wide band on each side of the radio, and it's the same, because usually one of the filters isn't bad. They don't all go bad at the same time. You tried all four?
Yes, and it still cuts in and out. When you change the filters, I don't know, it just doesn't seem to be quite as bad, but that's why I say I don't know. And it tends to be more when I'm moving. If I'm sitting still, it works fine. Just when I start moving down the road.
Well, that's normal with any setup. Mobile rigs are more susceptible to that when you're moving than when you stop. Sometimes if somebody can't understand you or you can't understand them, if you're not around a red light and you stop, because red lights have those PLC controllers that are noisy, but if you're like at a four-way stop sign or something like that and you stop, usually they can hear you better and you can hear them better. That's typical.
Cutting completely out. It's not that you can't hear it. It's cutting out completely.
With things moving around, shifting around, I mean, does it go through any holes where the hole is all metal? It doesn't have like a grommet or anything on it?
It doesn't go through anything like that because they made a pass through in a truck for it. What I'm wondering is where it goes behind the plastic trim if it's messed it up there. And cut it.
And there's no way to temporarily run a coax around the outside just to, you know what I mean? Just to, how's it plug in to the antenna? Is it like soldered on the bottom of the antenna or is there a connector out of the antenna too?
There's a connector out there. My problem is I either got 100 foot or 50 foot of coax and I need 20 or less.
I get that. I got a little pile on behind my desk for the prototype repeater that's like 50 feet long, and all I needed was 8.
That's kind of where I'm at with it. And like I said, the SWR is good when you're sitting still, but that's a momentary picture you're getting. You're not getting a live picture of what it is going down the road.
Well, I see W2JKT's icon out there on the map now. He's and I just saw it move, so he might be listening, but too far out. He's way on up there. He's not far from Charlotte and Gastonia. I think he's beyond Shelby.
He can't receive till or hear the repeater good until he gets down on 26. Sorry.
Yeah, he's not on 85 yet. It looks like he got off 74, or he came across 74. So he's like a quarter of the way from 74 to 85.
Here in a few minutes. My problem is I'll be in the tool truck here shortly, or in the black hole.
Can he hit White Oak from 85? Can Eric hit White Oak from 85?
This time, we'll jump over there. He's a little scratchy when he's way out when he first gets on, but he can get there.
Well, you ever get anybody at 5 o'clock? I know you guys used to get in here about 5:30. You ever get any hits at 5 o'clock in the morning?
Unless you come back or Mike when he was coming on, but other than that, no. Maybe David, too, every now and then.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go back at it, drink my coffee, and I got some programming I got to get done this morning. I decided just to get up early and get it done instead of having to lay there and think about, you know, what am I going to be programming. Might as well just get up and program it. Anyway, I'm going to go back to it. Talk to you later. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
4DJW, good to talk to you this morning, and enjoy your cup of coffee, KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring.